Now that I have discussed a bit about blockchain and cryptocurrency, let me take a few minutes to discuss how blockchain is made secure with the use of cryptography. Blockchains get their properties from cryptography. In fact, Satoshi Nakamoto's paper references cryptography quite a bit. In this video, I'm going to discuss three concepts: hashing functions, public key cryptography, and digital signing. Hashing functions are crucial to the cryptographic primitives that make up the trust we need in cryptocurrencies. Hashing functions are algorithms that perform one-way transformation to convert input to fixed-size output called a digest. Hashing functions have extremely large input spaces, but they generate much smaller output spaces. They generate a known outcome from arbitrary input, but not the other way around. And this is the key to the proof of work algorithm. For each round of mining, the goal is to find a solution in the output space that meets certain characteristics. The mining nodes need to try to find an input that maps back to the output. However, you can't guess the input space, but have to search to find the correct input based on the transaction and the user's public key. They allow us to detect tampering and verify identities by providing the mathematical guarantees we need. The main principles of hashing functions are that it must be computationally unfeasible to reverse a hash. You cannot guess an input from the hash output. It must be computationally unfeasible to generate a message for a given hash. And it is impossible to generate another message that has the same digest. And third, it must be computationally unfeasible to find two inputs that generate the same hash, because we use the output as a way of verifying identity. So each input is unique. Hashing functions are one-way transformations where you can't go from the output space back to the input space. Proof of work calculation takes advantage of this asymmetry. Let's say I have a text message I want to send to someone and encrypt it. Any change to the document will generate a different key. If I know what the message is, I can tell that it's been modified. So this slide demonstrates the general notion of using SHA-256, which is a type of cryptographic hashing, which is a type of hash that's commonly used with Bitcoin. The input message is in the file message.txt. If the message is changed, it will generate a different hash output. A single character difference, you see password, changes to password, will yield a completely different digest. So we use hashing to verify that no tampering has occurred. So again, it's easy to generate an output, but with output, it's hard to find the source message unless you know exactly what it is. Digital signatures are used heavily in blockchain. To prove you are a person that did something, you take your data and use your private key to encrypt it. Then someone else can use your public key to decrypt that data and verify that you performed this transaction. So take a message as the sender and use the hashing algorithm to encrypt a message using your private key. Then you take the encrypted message digest and send to a receiver. The receiver can take the sender's public key to decrypted message and get back to the unencrypted hash. Compare that hash to the plain text message, and if that matches, then digital signing was successful, and that means the message could not have been tampered with. So now let's take a look at another example. And in this particular example, let's say that we have two users who want to facilitate a Bitcoin transaction. So you have the user on your left, Bob, who wants to send 10 Bitcoin to Alice on your right. So what Bob will do is create a transaction that contains Alice's public key and signs the transaction with his private key. Now that the transaction is signed, it says that Bob authorizes this transfer. This transaction can then be verified by checking the transaction's digital signature with Bob's public key. So Alice can use Bob's public key to verify that this transaction was valid. If the hash of the unencrypted transaction matches the hash that was encrypted with Bob's private key, you know that this transaction is valid and therefore approved by Bob. So this is how a transaction is authorized generally, and this is kind of the method that you would take to actually verify this transaction. So hopefully that helps your understanding of the foundations of blockchain cryptography. The asymmetric encryption nature of public key cryptography makes it so that transactions can be verified and confirmed in a secure way.